Oh, I don't get it. I don't get how, like, because
It's weird. I don't
as
know.
gray as you are, but I'm not wiry.
Well, I think my mustache is soft.
As a nubile teen with, like, fluffy, beautiful hair, I don't understand it.
But enough about your toes.
Wow.
I mean, I've never experienced like that. It's like steel wool.
I don't mind a little abrasion on my junk.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Wow.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4807. BFO for Monday, the 13th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's show. Y'all, tell you all about the weekend and do a lot of talk about Big Mommy. Yes, Big Mommy. Peanuts, Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you peanuts today, because y'all, Big Fatty, just a few minutes ago, y'all, I'm sitting here and I'm going, I need a little Snickersnack or something, because y'all, I'd only had a couple of pieces of small pieces of sourdough toast for my brofkas, and y'all, I was a little pecked. Big Fatty, who pecked you? Anyway, and y'all, so I just had some peanuts, and now they're caught in my teeth. Yes, Big Fatty will be here all day long. Well, maybe. Y'all, it's been quite the weekend, y'all. We just need to get into it. Yes, Big Fatty, get into it. Like,
this is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 13th of July, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he's a recently de-lurked listener. Y'all, he's over there in the UGG. Y'all, once he de-lurked, he's just become very active. And y'all, in fact, last Wednesday, you heard him say, "Good morning, Big Fatty." Hashtag good morning. Hashtag Big Fatty. Hashtag Big Fatty. Y'all, that's peanuts. Anyway, and y'all, you know, he won Miss Bacon's cash money for naming Gail and King. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Brendan in the Uck. Big Fatty, we love Brendan in the Uck. We do. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, by the way, I'm looking here at the mark and calendar. Y'all, there's not a whole lot of fucking going on after the first week in October, y'all, there are very few birthdays after the 4th of July. Anyway, get on it in October, Big Fatty. But y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have known this person for so many years. Y'all, he's just a delight. a dear friend, and y'all, he's been to the Pride 48. He basically lived at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and y'all is now off on new adventures elsewhere. Y'all, a dear friend, been here to the villa. Y'all, it's the one and only, Chris.
Big Daddy, we love Chris.
We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Brendan or Chris on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, big buddy.
Happy birthday.
The SSQD Studios. It's time for Follow-Up Question Month. It's a month of answering follow-up questions from the So-So Question Contest from back in February. And now, here's Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty!
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our so-so question, follow-up question today, y'all, the so-so question came from Patty Bacon from Nitraba, North Dakota. Patty writes to say, does this qualify as a so-so question? And then I say, oh, now, come on now, Miss Bacon. You're the number one fan contender. You know the answer to this. Rhetorical questions, it goes without saying, are only so-so until the desk hires an auxiliary rhetorical question desk. Now, y'all, the SSQD's follow-up question states, the defense rests, Your Honor. In fact, the defense doesn't just rest. It takes a nip and a big fat... Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show, and I had clean sheets on Thursday night, and y'all, I was in anticipation of the Big Brother premiere, but y'all, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but y'all, I got a message from the turnip head, and y'all, it was time for Big Fatty to watch the first episode of, I think it's season 12 of The Big Run Northern Mexico. Y'all, this season, y'all, there are no humans, which is very unusual for the Big Run Northern Mexico. However, there are a couple of sets of brothers that are lovely. Two of them have shaved heads, and you just want to lick them. And then there's another set of brothers that, they're of Italian descent, and they're always concerned about the hair. Oh, Big Fatty, yes. But, y'all, the thing that I found most interesting is y'all, they started off at Whistler, which is a homosexual ski destination, and y'all, then they went to Squamish.
Big Fatty, did they see Mr. Mike?
I don't know if they saw Mr. Mike or not, but you know, Mr. Mike, he's one of those quiet ones. You gotta watch out for them. He lives in Squamish, northern Mexico. You know, he's former number one fan back in 2018. So, Mr. Mike, you'll have to tell us if you saw the big run taking place up there in your backyard. And y'all, speaking of quiz programs, Big Fatty, who was speaking? Oh, the big run. Okay, never mind. Y'all, lots of quiz programs. You know, you've heard me natter about Big Fatty. But y'all, I just wanted to get out your, in fact, go, I'll give you a second to go get your pencil so you can write this down, so you can put it in your VRC. Now, as Gail and King reminded you on Sunday, Big Bang is on Sunday nights, and it's on Wednesday nights, and live evictions are on Thursday nights, and the Wednesday night little shows are going to be an hour and a half, and you, then every other week on Friday, y'all, they have the Big Bang Unlocked. Y'all, also tonight, the 13th, y'all, it's a brand new quiz program. Y'all, it is called Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro. And y'all, it's a group of folks that are trying to become the next pro, teaching the celebrities how to dance. And y'all, that's tonight at 8 p.m. On ABC, and so y'all, that looks pretty good. Y'all, one that absolutely y'all, it must be filmed in the Washington D.C. Y'all, it's called Nation's Dumbest, and it comes on Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Don't have any idea what it's about. Big Fatty, I bet it's about dumb people. Well, that's probably true. Y'all, I apologize. I missed it last week. So you can go back over there at that Hula and catch it. Y'all, it was the season premiere last Thursday, every Thursday at 9 p.m., y'all, it's the new season of the Press Your Luck. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, big butts, no whammies, it's true. And y'all, then that Gordon Ramsay is back. He's he starts up the Kitchen Nightmares. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like the Nip's House. That starts on the 21st. Of July. That's a Tuesday at 8 p.m. And y'all, then the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You know, that's the celebrity millionaire. Y'all, that starts on Wednesday the 22nd. So y'all, put all those in your VRC and enjoy some summer quiz programs. And y'all, speaking of summer quiz programs, y'all, this is, if you hadn't watched it, this is going to be spoilers. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, as you know, Thursday was the premiere, hour and a half premiere of the Big Fatty. And y'all, it started out with the Chick Bot touring the house, and y'all, then they had the introductions of the females, and then they introduced the menses, and then they started sending them into to the house. And y'all, the season, possible spoilers, the predictions, y'all, they were all correct. All of them were correct. So y'all, the time machine is the theme. And y'all, evidently the big table there in the house, y'all. It spins them back to different times in history. And y'all, the first group, they spun back, and y'all, they were in like a 70s, y'all, it looked like, what were those called places called in the mall? The Spencer's Gifts. Y'all, there was just an obnoxious blonde girl working in there, and they gave a note to her. And Big Fatty, the music stopped. Yes, well, you know, it only goes so long. And then, y'all, they came back from the past, and y'all, there was a knock at the door. And y'all, in walks at Angela, you know, crazy eyes. And y'all, she was so excited to be back. And some of the folks were excited to see her. Y'all, one of them, and one of the guys, I don't remember which one, said, "Oh, I wish I could have played with Angela." Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I mean, the game. Oh, very different. Y'all, then another group went back in time, and y'all, they were in a jungle, and they had to deliver a message to the jungle gods, and y'all, that Jeff Probst found the message, and he says, "Oh, this is gonna be a good one." And y'all, there was a second knock at the door. And y'all, it was that Rick Devins from The Survivor. You know, he's the one that flipped the coin. And y'all, then they went back in time. I don't remember exactly what time frame it was, but that third group came back, and y'all, a final knock at the door. And y'all, they opened the door, and it was that damn Rachel. Y'all, I thought, oh my God, I don't think I can handle another summer of her annoying and all this. And y'all, then they all went to the, they announced that Angela and Rick Devins and Rachel would be competing for the first HOH, that nobody else was eligible. However, in each of the time travels, the person who completed the task best, they got safety for the week. And so y'all, they went back in time, y'all, and it was back to the caveman time. And y'all, this dinosaur came out, and y'all, he chased Rachel up to the top of the volcano. And Big Fatty, like the mug, yes. And in fact, I gotta remember to tell y'all about the volcano mug. But anyway, and y'all, Rachel fell into the volcano and died. Big Fatty, I thought they threw virgins in there. Well, anyway, and so Rachel was dead, and y'all, Chinbot came and said, "I know who we can get to replace her." And so she snuck in the house and sat at the time travel table. Oh dear Gussie. And y'all, I just have to tell you more about that Tamari. Y'all, I didn't even talk about the weekend. No, Big Fatty, you're still on Thursday. It's true. one quick little hint from Heloise. Y'all, did you realize in the summertime that you set your fans to spin counterclockwise in the summertime and clockwise in the wintertime? So y'all, check your ceiling fan and see if it's going counterclockwise. If not, switch it. Y'all, it does a great job. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Mr. Cackle. And y'all, Mr. Cackle, y'all, he's a piece of work, isn't he?
Wow.
Thank you for confirming my thoughts. Piece of work. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.